me, Dolores Van Cartier. Let's light it up, Philadelphia. I've been thinking about you since receiving your call.
The musical Sister Act, based on the popular 1992 Whoopi Goldberg film, has been around since 2006. I've seen it twice, both times with original star Patina Miller, who just won a Tony for her Broadway Pippin performance. In Sister Act, Miller played singer Dolores Van Cartier. Dolores's mobster boyfriend wants her killed because she's witnessed a murder. Police hide Dolores in a convent where her stellar vocal pipes become a focal point in an otherwise lackluster nun's choir. In both previous experiences with the show, it was star Miller who doomed Sister Act. Her grossly overrated performance paled in comparison to master farceur Goldberg, who was a wild hoot in the film. Miller lacked Goldberg's comic style, and her vocal performance didn't compensate. I have yearned to see Sister Act without Miller, and the national tour at ASU Gamage through Sunday stars the superior Terea Campbell. Everything about Campbell's performance sparkles. First and foremost, Campbell appears to have fun playing Dolores, so she brings the show a breath of wild and infectious fresh air. Campbell sings the Alan Menken score winningly while delivering Glenn Slatter's dialogue with superb comic aplomb, not cry out to be turned into a Broadway musical. The songs aren't that good. No one else in the touring cast is anything but acceptable, and Hollis Resnick isn't even that in the other leading role as the Mother Superior. Victoria Clark was so much funnier on Broadway. Here, Resnick walks through the part, bringing nothing amusing to the role. She's bland and uninteresting where she should shine and stand out. Understudy Erin Henry played postulant Mary Teresa, and she was decent, as was Flory Bagel as hefty Mary Patrick. One must fault Jerry Zaks' routine direction, which is repetitious and tirelessly boring, and choreographer Anthony Van Last's dull dances are pretty much back-and-forth straight lines. The once three-dimensional Broadway and London sets have been synthesized down to lots of blandly painted drops that on opening night did some really strange things, suggesting the local stage crew wasn't really sure of what went where when. Oh, all right, I had fun at Sister Act, but it's certainly a less-than-perfect musical, so it earns 3 stars out of 5 and continues through Sunday. For KBAQ, I'm Chris Curcio.